we thank God for that. We thank God for the obedience of the voices. We thank God for the voices. We thank God for just being God, because truly He is amazing. Amen. He is our amazing God that offers us amazing grace. He is amazing. Hallelujah. All that we are and all that we could ever hope to be is because of our amazing, amazing God. Let us pray. You are amazing. You are amazing, God. So God, we take this time to thank You that even in the midst of all our stuff and all our mess, You still were the amazing God that watched over us. The amazing God that kept us from harm, hurt, or danger. The amazing God. We should have been dead, God, but You are amazing. You sent Your angels to encamp all around us to keep us, God. And You are amazing. And when You realized that we couldn't get out of our sin and out of our mess, You sent Jesus. You're amazing, God. So this morning, we say thank You, God, for loving us when we did not love ourselves. God, You're amazing. When we did not love ourselves, when we used our body for sin and to just being disrespectful, God, You still loved us, Lord God, and You waited for us to come back to You with arms open wide, God. You are amazing. So, God, we just thank You for Your amazing love and Your amazing grace, God. Now, Holy Spirit, just have Your way in this place. As we have gathered to hear word from You, speak, Holy Spirit, as we listen. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like You, God, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus, that I may hear clearly from You, Lord God. And if I hear it, God, I will declare it to Your people boldly, Lord God. Oh, yes, I will. So, God, meet the needs of the people that are gathered here now. Only You know. We're all looking good, but only You know what's inside. Heal, Lord God. Comfort, Lord God. Convict, Lord God. Empower, Lord God. And encourage Your people. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. You are amazing. Hallelujah. Yes, You are. Hallelujah. See, y'all know I love that song. I've been waiting for that. Well, yo, I've been waiting for that. Because when I think of my life and what God has done for me, I just know He's amazing. No reason why I should be standing in front of you all this morning with breath in my body. But God is amazing. So every time I have a chance, I've committed to God to tell somebody about Him. To speak life into someone's world and to just speak peace and power into others' life because of the amazing God. See, I'm not supposed to be here, y'all. According to the doctors and the devil, I'm not supposed to be standing in this place. But God is amazing. So let's go to the word for Abundant Life Christian Ministries this morning. This is a familiar passage of scripture, and we have preached from it before. We have taught on it before. But God is taking us back because he said, I want to equip my saints for service. And there are some things I need to say to them this morning as they go out to be the difference in the world. God is saying, my people are good on Sunday mornings. They shout, they praise me, they worship me. But I need to equip them for going outside of these walls and shifting some things and changing some things in the life of the world. Because I have other people I want to save, but they need to hear from somebody. So I'm equipping you and you and you and you to go out to tell somebody about my goodness. Tell somebody that they can be saved. Tell somebody they can get up out of the street. Tell somebody they can be delivered from drugs and alcohol. Tell somebody. So this morning, God is sending us to Romans, you all. He's taking us back to the epistle written by the Apostle Paul. Romans to chapter 12. He's saying there's some things I need to work on with you all this morning. You all look good, you all sound good, but see, there are some things I need to root out this morning. So we're going to Romans 12. And I'm going to ask you to stand all over the sanctuary when you have arrived to Romans 12. Two scriptures that we'll read, just basic scriptures. And I'm going to do something that I used to do a long time ago. Whatever version of the Bible that you have, I want this in your spirit. So I want you to stand boldly before God this morning and read Romans 12, 1 and 2. This is for all of us. God said, I'm doing something new up in here. But in order for me to do what I want to do, I'm going to start to root. I'm going to start to purge. And I'm going to start to clean up my people. Chapter 12. I'm reading from the NIV. I don't know what you all have, but join along with me. And the word of God says this. Therefore, amen. You may be seated. That is the word for the church this morning. Open your spiritual ears, people of God. Hear what thus says the Lord for the church. In this version, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, and this is for sisters too, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not abundant life. Do not conform any longer. That means somebody must be doing it. But do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. God is saying, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able. Then you will be able. Come on, you all. To test and approve what God's will is.
God's will, not your will, not my will, but God's will. His good and pleasing and perfect will. God, it may get tight in here, but I know you're right. So I'm going to stick with God this morning. And I got some deacons that will just protect me from you all. Amen. But the word this morning is mindset. Mindset. One word or two words, compound word. Mindset. Last week, our message was from the book of Ephesians, or the epistle that Paul wrote to the Ephesians. And God's message was about his amazing grace. And God told us that it's because of his grace that we are saved through faith. A message told us that because of his grace that we can be healed and we can be delivered and we can live this abundant life because of his grace. And because of his grace, we can have eternal life. And that's a lot to celebrate God for. Because of his grace, I just believe some people in here last week were delivered from some stuff and from some issues. And it was because of his amazing grace. So this morning, God is saying to us and to the church, since you now understand my grace, now you understand what I've done just for you, that I sent Jesus just for you. Now that you got it in your heart and you understand it, God is asking the question this morning, how are you living? How is your mindset? God wants us to have the mind of Christ. And the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So what is your mindset this morning? See, most of us have heard this slogan. The Negro College Fund said it this way. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Now, are you wasting your mind? I asked you this morning. So as you sit in this sanctuary, what's on your mind right now? What are you even thinking about right now in the house of God? See, I challenge you this morning to hear what thus says the Lord. What is your mindset? When you're alone and in those private places, what are you thinking about? What is your mindset on when you get away from the church? Really? Really? Someone may have heard this statement. Everything begins with a thought. Mm-hmm. When what we think determines who we are. A thought. Who we are determines what we'll do. I have heard that before people sin, there's a thought in their minds. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then that thought will determine what you will do. Oh, yeah. See, I've lived life long enough that I know God's word is true. And I have done enough stuff myself to understand that even I have to renew my mind daily. So I'm not going to tell you anything that I'm not willing to do myself. But once again, everything begins with a thought. So what are you going to do with those thoughts when they creep into your mind and you know you shouldn't follow that? I would suggest that you begin to renew your mind. That you pick up the word of God and you go to a scripture that will empower you. Because we all have our favorite scriptures. Come on, Holy Spirit. John Locke, I don't know whether you all know about him, but he says the action of people are the best interpreters of their thoughts. Anybody believe that? Now, what they say, not what they say, but what they do. Our thoughts determine, and this is the truth, people of God, our destiny. And our destiny determines our legacy. Watch what you're thinking about. Watch what you set your mind on. So I asked the question this morning, and I'm not in your business. Don't talk out loud to me. What are you thinking about? And are you pleased with your thoughts? More importantly, is God pleased with your thoughts? See, the Apostle Paul told us to do this. He said, think on these things, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is lovely, whatever is a good report. He gives us some instructions. If there be any virtue, think on those things. So what are you thinking about even sitting in the church this morning? But let's go to our text. Our text from the epistle written by Paul of Romans. And many of you all know Paul's story, so I won't get deep into that. But he had this encounter with Jesus on Damascus Road, and he had a change in his mindset. So that's what God is looking for us this morning. Yeah, I love you all, and you all look pretty good. But I want to change your mindset. So this gentleman named Paul that used to persecute Christians had a renewed mind because of Jesus. So he went about and to tell everybody that Jesus is Lord and God is able. He wrote so much of the New Testament that I can't even name all the books right now. But he had a renewed mind. So when your mind is really renewed by God, and the Spirit of God, you will see yourself changing in what you do. You don't want to do the things you used to do. Come on, Holy Spirit. I hear that someone is uncomfortable with this, but this is the Word of God for the people of God. So Paul wrote this for us. But back then, he was telling the Christians in Rome, this is how what you are to believe, and this is how you are to behave. And that word is still relevant for us this day. If you read this book of Romans through the Spirit of God, you will know what to do and what you're to believe. Come on, people of God. So he goes through this first 11 chapters. I pray you all go and read this, and we're going to be studying it in Bible study soon. The first 11 chapters, Paul is talking about the Christian doctrine. He's talking about sinners and what God has done for them. And this is a good time to have this discussion as we approach Easter and Good Friday. What did God do for you? See, God sent Jesus. He knew you couldn't get it right. He knew you were going to be stuck forever in that sin and that mess. But he sent Jesus to die on that cross for each one of us that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So you need to get this, and this is for all of us, me too. Get it in your heart and in your mind. The Word of God. The ways of God. The will of God for your life. So as we focus on verse 1 and 2, Paul is writing about behavior. He is writing about our behavior and the behavior of the Romans back then. See, during that time, the Christians in Rome were a minority. You're knowing them about being a minority? And in many ways, Rome was this secular city, and you had the Christians there. No different than what we're experiencing today in our country. A lot of secular things going on in our D.C. metropolitan area. And you would hear Marcus say that, the DMV. See, Rome was this magnificent place with these great buildings, but and the society, the people were pleasure seeking. They were cynical. Superstitious. They had all these little gods, and they couldn't understand the Christians because the Christians had one God, but they had all these other things they would worship. Come on, it may sound familiar. All these other things they would worship instead of their God. And the Christians sitting in the midst, they would say that God is first, and the Romans would say, no, it's the state. You worship the state. But even today, God is still first. Even though we worship, many people worship the government and stuff. So it was in this context that Paul was writing to the Romans and now to us. Paul is saying to them, do not act like the Romans. Do not behave like the Romans with their superstitious customs and with all their little gods. He said, don't act like them, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind with this word of God, and then you will prove, and then you will know what the will of God is for your life. Paul has said, don't worship those little gods. Paul has said, do not put state business before God's business. Paul has said, don't act like them. Don't act like them. You don't have to act like them. Basically, don't act like unbelievers. You all know how they act. When you're in the club, if you have to go, don't act like them. Don't behave like them. Paul said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness. That's the word of God. For these people, they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like a corruptible man. They had birds that they worshiped. They had four-legged creatures that they worshiped. But Paul said, don't act like them. But God looked and then he gave them over to a corrupt mind to do things that were not fitting. Paul said, don't act like them. Don't behave like them. Filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit. Paul said, don't act like them. Paul said, there are backbiters. They're haters of God. They're violent. They're proud. They're boasters, and they invent all kind of evil stuff. Paul said, don't act like them. Who do you follow? Paul is saying, my Christian brothers and sisters, don't behave like them. Some of them disobedient to their parents. Untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Paul said, don't you act like them. Your mind, what's set in your mind? Because what's in here will determine how you behave. Don't you act like them. Paul urges Christians to please God in their daily lives. Renew your mind with this word. The evil world is full of so much temptation. Don't you give in to that stuff. Remember, we are all believers, and after all, our bodies, this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't act like them. You walk around with the Spirit of God in you. Don't you act like them. And don't you think you can hide from God when you're out doing your thing. Because the Holy Spirit is in you. God is right there with you in the middle of it. So don't you act like them. Hallelujah, God. You told me to tell them. Hallelujah. Don't you act like them. See, your body, you've been bought with a price. Hallelujah. Christ gave it all for you. Don't you act like them. Don't you act like them. He did it all. He stayed on that cross. Have you ever seen, what's the movie? The Passion. Do you understand what Christ did for you? With that blood. How he suffered so you could have life. How he suffered so you could be saved. How he suffered so you could be forgiven. How he suffered that you may have eternal life. Don't you act like them. You're bought with a price. Hallelujah, Lord God. So as I was reading about the Roman society, I started just thinking about us. That there are really nothing new under the sun. We think we're doing this new and fresh stuff. But there is nothing new under the sun. And the same Jesus that died for them back then is the same Jesus that died for us. The same Jesus. And we are able to conquer all this stuff with by the power of the Holy Spirit. Through what Jesus did for us all. A songwriter wrote it this way. What can wash away my sin? The old people know it said nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? One day this will mean something to all of us. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that blood still works, y'all. That blood still works. So let us just bring this thing a little closer this morning. I'm going to ask you once again, and don't you answer me. What's on your mind? What is your mindset, really? What are you putting in your head and your heart? What are you watching on television and on the internet? What type of video games are you playing? What are you reading? And parents, watch what you are doing because your children are watching you. Yes, thank you. Amen. Thank you. What are you watching? You think you're somewhere private watching these X-rated movies, but your children know what you do. So when they start to do it, you'll wonder where you get that from. Check out what you're doing, people of God, and how you're behaving and what's on your mind. Come on, Holy Spirit. God is saying, I need you all to be different. I need you all to renew your mind with my word. You will never go higher until you renew your mind. You will never go higher until you renew your mind. Thoughts and actions need to be based on the word of God and the will of God for your life. You must renew your mind with this word. See, the word works, people of God. You can walk and work in your purpose when you renew your mind. God's word is healing. God's word is comforting. God's word will break chains and barriers in your life. See, God's word will deliver you and give you joy and peace. But don't be like them. God knew we would need his word, his word, his word, his word. And that we would be tempted. Everybody's been tempted. Come on, you all. But so the Holy Spirit, he sent the Holy Spirit to lead and to direct us that we may have this life that he died that we may have. So he said, don't you be conformed to this world. Renew your mind, abundant life, and prove what my will is. Be a light to the world so that others may come to me. Don't you be like them, abundant life. Don't you be like them, abundant life. Don't you be like them. Basically, do not let the world around you squeeze you into their mold. See, you are an original. You don't have to be like them. The world uses all sorts of pressures to tempt you. Money, material things, cars, houses, clothes, toxic relationships. But don't you be like them. The world has tricked you, thinking you have to have the latest and the greatest. Right shoes, right house, right schools. Trying to arrive, but where are you going? Hallelujah. Don't you be like them. Don't you be like them. Holy Spirit, help me. People of God, you are not to be molded in the image of this world. The Bible says you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are people belonging to God. Don't you be like them. Hallelujah. God is saying, set your minds on things above and not earthly things. The old you died. Put to death all that earthly stuff. Sexual immorality, lust, evil deeds, evil desires, greed, just change it, just more stuff. Don't you be like them. You used to walk in that way. But now you're alive in Christ. Don't you be like them. But in the life, we can't conform to the ways of the world. We just can't. We must renew our minds. We must stay in this word daily. Come on, you all. Everybody is not receiving this, but hallelujah. But we can't be like them. Satan wants us back, you all. But we must be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And Holy Spirit, help me close. But I say this, church, I've talked to many people of all ages. Hurting, in pain. And it's often what's in their minds. What they're thinking about. What they're worrying about. What they have lost and what they don't have. What they would like to have and the fear of what will happen in the future. But God is saying you don't have to go through that. Renew your mind. Stay God focused. We need to stop. I don't know who this is for. We need to stop fighting against God's purpose and will for us. Stop fighting God. Renew your mind. Fill your heart with this word. People of God, get with it. Get right with God. And do it now. There's power, you all. Power. There is power in this word, if you renew your mind. And we all need the help of the Holy Spirit because we're all subject to fall and mess up. But when you know you've fallen, you get in that word and ask God to restore you and help you renew your mind. The Bible says he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on me. And I know we all want to be in peace. Walk in this word, people of God. What your mind is set on will determine your future. It will determine the future of your children and your children's children. What is your mind set on? We already know Jesus has done it all for us.
So just put your hand in the hand of Jesus. Focus on him and in his word. And you don't have to be like them. You may not be the most popular person, but you don't have to be like them. Remember, you're an original. You don't have to be like them. So I leave this with you. Will you press on in victory with your God and set your mind on things above, knowing that your God is able to handle anything? Set your mind on the promises of God. Renew your mind with this promise, all his promises. And then I will say this to you. Ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Because he's willing to aid you. And he will carry you through. See, you can't always do this on your own. But you ask your Savior to help you. Ask the Spirit of God to take control, that you will set your mind on him. We get so excited and we set our minds on so many things, and we set our DVRs or whatever they are on so many things. But today I challenge you to set your mind on Christ Jesus. Set your mind on Christ Jesus. We make the time for all kinds of stuff. We can't miss this and we can't miss that. And we go running to get to it. But do you run to Jesus, the one who died just for you? Let's be real up in here. If we're going to be in God's will and we're going to make a difference in this world, we can't act like them. That's what they do. That's what they do. Don't you be like them. So I challenge you all that belong to Abundant Life Christian Ministries and those that do not. Don't you be like them. You get your instructions and your marching orders from the Word of God. Your instruction manual. The one that created you have given you words of instructions on how you should operate. Open that book daily. And don't you be like them. Don't you be like them. You called to be better. To do better. Don't you be like them. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I pray your people receive that in the spirit that it was given. You don't have to be like them. Please stand all over the sanctuary.